I'd like to invite forward any of the young folks present in worship this morning for a special time together up front. I have a question for you guys. Maybe it's a challenge. Maybe it's more of a challenge. But here's a question. What is the highest number you can count to?
100.
100. That is a pretty high number. And I'd be challenged to get that high. What's the highest number? 1,000 is the highest number you can count to. What else? Do anyone think they could beat 1,000? I don't know that I can beat 1,000. I think I'd get bored before that and have to do something else.
Yeah,
definitely get bored. Well, here's the thing. This morning we heard a story about Jesus. And Jesus was having a pretty rough day. But he was with a lot of his friends and a lot of other people around. And it started to get late in the day. And what happens when you go all day and you're working real hard and you get towards the evening time, you start to get a little hungry, right? Because maybe you didn't have lunch or maybe it's close to dinner time, so it's time to eat, right? And so Jesus is with all of these people and they're getting ready to eat. But here's the thing. There were over 5,000 people there. Can you imagine trying to count to 5,000 people? Yeah, it would take a long time, right? A very, very long time. And Jesus said, let's feed these people. But guess what? All Jesus had were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. How many people do you think that can feed? About 4 people is about right, I think. You're not going to get very far. But Jesus takes the bread and he asks God to bless the bread. And guess what happens? Jesus is able to feed every single person there. All more than 5,000 of them who were there. You know, sometimes out the end of dinner, we take up leftovers and we put them in the fridge so we can have them the next day. Yeah, so they took up leftovers and they had more leftovers than they started with food. How crazy is that? It's really crazy. You're so right. But here's the thing. This story tells us that no matter what, Jesus is ready to take care of us. And more than that, Jesus is ready to take care of us with more than we can possibly ever imagine or ask for. That's how cool Jesus is. So I have a question for you. The next time you see a piece of bread, which might be sooner than you think, or the next time you maybe see a fish, can you remember how much Jesus loves you and how much Jesus wants to take care of you? Can you remember that? Yeah? Excellent. Thank you very much. Now, there's 2 things we should do before we head back to our seats. What do you think they are? Say a prayer. That's and a lollipop. This is exactly right. And we'll do them in that order this week. So let's pray first. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, we give you thanks for taking care of us in more ways than we can possibly count. Thank you for sending to us your son, Jesus, to let us know how much you love us and how much you want to take care of us. Help us to remember that love and to share it with everyone we meet. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.